executive officer's report.
Accept it as written.
But I think Mr. Briggs has been dying to.
No, not really.
No?
But I will point out that in case you haven't heard from the news media that in the last part there in terms of the budget status, that the furlough program is still in effect. So I mentioned here what we've done in terms of budget planning and workload planning to deal with the effect of what amounts to a 6.8 personnel year per year reduction. As I said, that amounts to almost 10 personnel years through June of next year. And the main difference in the last week or so, I guess it is that the administration is and the Department of Personnel Administration are not requiring us to shut down our office on the second and fourth Friday of every month. So we'll stay open all the time. The staff still has to take their furlough time off to go with the pay cut, but it can be a floating furlough time to be taken within the next 2 years. And that could cause some additional budgeting problems, and I won't go into the details of that. And then I wanted to point out that in your packets, under miscellaneous correspondence, I guess it is, there's a letter. It says copy to board chair, and it's from the Lompico Watershed Conservancy. It has to do with connection of TMDLs to timber harvest plans, and we'll be addressing that when the next timber harvest plan comes before the board. And I think there's one scheduled for May for the next board meeting.
Okay.
Any questions on that?
Doesn't look like it. All right, we're adjourned. We'll reconvene in San Luis Obispo in May.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. It was a long meeting last couple of days.
What?